Welcome to part 3, the final installment of podcast number 60, our interview with Peju winemaker Sarah Fowler. Do you belong to any kind of a tasting group yourself?
I do. So my most active tasting group is my Bubbles tasting group. And I am a huge, huge, huge fan of Bubbles, champagne specifically, but I like all things sparkling. And it's a bunch of different winemakers in the Valley, and we get together and we taste Bubbles, you know, Epernay or Rennes, or we'll do Blanc de Blancs or Blanc de Noirs, and vintage, you name it, we get together on a regular basis. And maybe it's because one of us makes Bubbles, and we get together and we taste, and it's blind, and it's amazing, and it's perfect.
But how many people are in that group?
There's 8 of us. And once in a while, we will invite a few other people to get to about 12. And we travel together at this point.
Oh,
we
nice. Are,
yeah, so it's we love everything. Yeah, love Bubbles.
Are they all winemakers?
All winemakers. And we do have 2 coopers.
Mm-hmm. That would be a blast to be a fly on the wall and watch you guys go through this process, because what you could learn and your own kind of personal vernacular between each other.
You'd be surprised on... Yeah, you'd be surprised, because where we're maybe in a tasting group, certain tasting groups are very formal. This is not formal. and we enjoy the heck out of it. But it's learning. But it's fun and informative.
The best thing is you're taking something that you do for a living, and you're still letting that passion survive by doing it outside of doing it for a living.
Yes, and I look forward to every single time we get together.
How often do you get together?
We try to get together once a month.
That's great. That's not easy when you're a mom of 2 and you got a marriage, and this is obviously a demanding job.
Right, but this is, you know, I have priorities. Just sorry, family, work.
Off mic, you were telling me that you have a barrel experiment.
I do.
What is that?
So I, every year, put together an experiment of barrels that I'm using, currently using, and then barrels that maybe I'd like to try. And I typically have 50 plus. This, 2011, I have about 54 different barrels in my barrel experiment. I leave the wine, so I put together a rather large blend. It's one wine. I use the same wine. I put it in these barrels. The wine never gets racked. It stays in the barrels from the moment it goes in until I rack it out at the end. And I also put some of the wine into neutral barrels. And so when I top, I use the same wine from the neutral oak to top every single one of them. I do 2 barrels of each barrel type in the experiment. So that way, what I'm doing is really going in and tasting the real specific of that one type of barrel, the same wine, topped with the same wine, and it's never been racked, mixed, nothing. So it's unusual, because I don't know anybody else is doing it to that same level in the Valley. And so I have winemakers from up and down the Valley that love coming, and coopers that like coming to taste this wine. I also leave the wine. I don't actually start tasting the barrel experiment until it's been in barrel for over a year. Because barrels that, if the wine goes into the barrel for 6 months, that's not my program. And sometimes the barrels taste amazing at 6 months, and after a year, year and a half, they don't taste so good. So for me, I won't start tasting it until it's over a year. And our own barrel program for our Napa Valley tier, which this wine would go into, the wine stays in barrel for 16 to 18 months, typically 18.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll start tasting it a little over a year, up until 18, and we taste them blind over and over again. And it's amazing how different all the different barrel types. So 54 barrel types all have a different, distinct flavor profile. And I love going in there and tasting and seeing if, you know, one, if I'm consistent, because I'm tasting blind.
Yeah.
I like doing American versus French, and then I also like combining it to see, you know, what the differences are. And I've been doing a barrel experiments like this for over 10 years, and I love watching the progression of seeing how the American oak barrel has been improving because of just really the focus that coopers are doing on the toasting level and the treatment of the barrels and the oak, treating it more like a French oak barrel, and watching how just over time, how you can just see how much the improvements. And there's some American oak barrels that are just as delicious, if not more delicious, than some French oak barrels. So that's been fascinating.
Where does the wine go? Is it a club issue? Is it, you know?
So the wine club idea is a good one, and we may have to steal that. But right now, I use a Cabernet Sauvignon. We make more Cab than any other varietal, and the wine from my barrel experiment goes into my Napa Valley Cab.
Oh, okay. Great, great. If you steal the idea, you just have to deliver a barrel to my house.
Okay, that's there awesome. You go.
Yeah, that's a lot of wine.
It is a lot of wine. Sometimes I don't understand why I do the things I do, but, you know.
A winemaker is part scientist, and usually mad scientist, and artist.
Correct. And so sometimes you need that creative license to go and do the things that you know inside is the right thing to do. And for me, the barrel experiment is the right thing to do. It doesn't cost us any more money. It's not really. It takes us a little bit more time, maybe, but it is. It's the right thing to do.
That's a good answer. Sarah, for our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit more about you or about Peju here in Napa Valley, how would they find out about you?
The easiest way would be to either come by and visit us here in Rutherford in the Napa Valley, or find us on our website, www.peju.com.
Great, excellent. I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with me during Premier Week, and I hope we get to meet again.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Learn more by visiting peju.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Watch for our next program, which is a special coming to you direct from Auction Napa Valley 2012. Life Between the Vines was produced by Ray Pfister. Post-production was completed at Fifth Floor Recording Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Edited by Ray Pfister and our intern, Bob Warner. Original music composed by Tim Turton. Narrated by Kay Paskoff. Web design by Jenny Holland. Our web geek is Tim Panicucci. Photography by Jeanette Herniak. Copyright 2012.